Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello, welcome to Above Deck, a Below Deck Breakdown podcast. I'm Sarah Goldman, a photographer living in Charleston, South Carolina, and with me is my college roommate and co-host, Kelly.
Hi, I'm Kelly Busby, a former radio host and current volleyball mom, coming to you from my home studio in Columbus. Together, we hosted the Socks with Sandals radio show on WFAL in Bowling Green, Ohio. And we are back again this week to discuss Below Deck and our love of all things Bravo. Today, we'll be discussing Below Deck Season 11, Episode 4. It's Always Sunny in Grenada.
Here's your recap. Captain Carey officiates a waterfall wedding for the charter guests. Chef Anthony wows everyone with a multi-course tasting menu, but Kat's inexperience on service is evident to Captain Carey and Fraser. Tensions rise on the crew night out. Kelly, what'd you think?
Well, this was a good setup episode. Again, I feel like we're still getting to learn everyone, but I love these guests. I think they're just amazing and super fun. And we learned a lot about Chef Anthony. So I thought it was a pretty good, good episode.
Yeah, solid. So the episode begins with Fraser talking to Captain Carey about Barbie's attitude. Remember, we ended on a cliffhanger last week. So I really like the questions that Captain Carey asked about Barbie's strengths.
Yeah. And he did say he doesn't like to fire people. So I just thought it was nice that they both agreed to like talk it through and kind of keep an eye on her and see how things go. So we'll see.
So Barbie talks to Sunny about her concerns with Fraser, and she generally just wants more praise from him. Kind of like the whole Max, Luca, Laura situation. It sounds like both Barbie and Kat just need more positive reinforcement in general. So
3 cheers for Barbie and Kat. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray! Hip, hip. Hooray. Hooray. Oh, we're still going. Okay.
Well, like, so I kind of look at my day job as like a service industry type of role. Yeah. You know, I'm an executive assistant. And though I'm not having to make cocktails, I do get them drinks and lunch and snacks. You know, like, I just kind of make sure they're set up for the day.
Yeah.
And it's hard when you're busting your hump and you're putting together a huge event and all this stuff and all the pieces and parts, and you don't hear anything about it.
Thank you. Yeah. Well done.
I mean, it is kind of like a punch in the gut, but I have learned, because I am a few years wiser, seasoned, that it's a good thing when you don't hear from the boss. It's not the best thing when you do hear from the boss. So
that's the truth. A lot of like early on in my photography career, I would like really get weirded out if I delivered a gallery and it was just silence. I'd be like, oh, they hated it. I don't want to ask for a review, you know, but like, it's kind of 50-50. Like, some people respond and some people don't. Just doesn't necessarily mean there was anything wrong.
Right.
So today is the waterfall wedding day where Captain Carey is going to be officiating.
I'm so excited about this. It's going to be so amazing.
Yeah, I'm glad to just be going somewhere to see some of the island. Yeah. So Jared, in general, he's doing a lot better. He's asking Captain Carey what the plan is for the day. And he just seems more confident than he did the first couple episodes.
Yeah. Looking up for him.
Yeah. So Ben and Barbie are talking, and she says she likes all the boys, but specifically Jared. So I guess that pickup line worked last week. But I loved when Ben said, "Are you actually kidding me?" And Ben shares the bad news with Kyle, you know, that she's into Jared, but Kyle is not worried.
Not gonna lie, I was not expecting this.
No.
I am curious though, and I'm kind of excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, me too. So Fraser shares his interior struggles with Jared, which makes sense. They're both, you know, heads of department, but I can't help but think that Jared's going to grow closer to Barbie and then share what Fraser said, and there's going to be a conflict there.
I did not even think about that. Oh, that's a good call.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So Sunny confronts Ben about calling her out on the radio, and he said, you know, that was really meant for Jared. And he does apologize to her, but from her green screen, it seems that she is not over it.
He is over Ben. I
Yeah.
just have this vibe. I think that's the only thing she's really over at this point, but I mean, it is, they are coming up on a night out, so who knows where we go
Yeah.
with that.
Who knows? So Fraser and Jared are setting up for this waterfall wedding. What a beautiful spot. How handsome did Captain Carey look in his suit?
He looked really nice, and his soon-to-be fiance was thinking the same thing when they were chatting.
Yeah.
He did such a great job with the ceremony. He was personable. He had fun with it, and he knew this group was going to want to have fun. It was just a really cool day for them.
Yeah, he threw in some funny moments for sure, which
Yeah.
I think that's helpful with a wedding because it's kind of like it can be too serious, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So after that, they have a sushi lunch and they love that. Now, if I were there, I would want to swim around in that waterfall area.
I
Maybe.
was surprised too that nobody jumped in.
Yeah,
I
maybe
was thinking
it's
it's
not
probably
allowed.
because of snakes.
Okay. That could be. I mean, maybe it's not allowed, but some of them were wearing bathing suits, I thought, and like cover ups. So I think they were expecting to go for a swim too. Anyway, a little
Yeah.
disappointing.
It was beautiful.
Meanwhile, back on the boat, Xandi tells Kat that she's improving at cabins, and Kat says, you know, thank you, but I would like more guest service time.
So Xandi, in my opinion, is the unsung hero with this group. She's the cheerleader that Kat needs, but
Yeah.
she's quiet and she's quirky.
Yes, I want her to be on service more just so we have more camera time with her, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And she
There's
does
a,
too.
yes, but yes, I'm sure. So there's a very sweet moment between Fraser, Jared, and Barbie when I think they're sitting and waiting for the vans to come back. Barbie almost falls out of that director's chair.
My
These types
goodness.
of chairs are clearly just dangerous. We saw
So
this on a
dangerous.
sailing yacht.
Yeah.
She does very quickly tell Jared that she likes him.
And Jaren didn't hear it at first.
No, he's kind
And
of talking
Fraser's like,
over.
hey, did you hear that?
Did you hear that?
And she repeats it. And then I just love Fraser playing the wingman. It's so nice.
Yeah, this was. So back to the boat. Anthony shares that he was married at age 26 to a chief stew, and his uncle was a captain and got her a job, I guess, on the boat he's working on. And she
Okay.
basically stopped, she ghosted Anthony and basically left him for his uncle. And he says,
Anthony.
this is so awful. He says now he's just in love with his cat, and then they show a very cute photo of him and his cat.
Oh. So let's be honest. Was that a photo of him or of Alan Cummings? I
They do look very similar. Now that
don't
you have
know.
shared that, I definitely see it. He's like a young Alan Cumming.
Yes.
So Fraser's going to let Kat do service at the beginning of dinner, and he's planning to train her, you know, like, and do service along with her. And, you know, we'll see how it goes.
I just want her to succeed. I want her to just blow it out of the water.
Yeah, hopefully. So Captain Carey is having dinner with the guests, and it's going to be a multi-course tasting menu.
I was so nervous about this because of the timing and the last charter, and there were some issues, but it
Yeah.
seemed to go right on schedule as it
Yeah.
should.
He always says he has one, it's 1 hour till dinner, and it seems like he's done nothing like every
I know.
episode. I'm like, what do you mean 1 hour? So everything is super beautiful, though. The guests are loving it. But there's a moment where Kat reaches across Captain Carey to pour his red wine, and she's dripping wine on the table. Then she asks Fraser which side the knife and fork go on. And wow. Fraser calls it a catastrophe.
Yeah. So when I worked in food service, I was always told that, like, you serve from the left and clear from the right. It's like you're reading a book, right? So, and it's just, it's kind of universal in that way.
Okay.
But for drinks, I would think, because it, you could spill, that you would want to be closest to the glass you're pouring into.
Yeah.
So, but then again, she does need to be reminded where flatware needs to be placed. So I'm trying, I'm rooting for her, but
the first couple days, I guess they just needed to go over this and, like, set a pretend table and be like, okay, this is, like, what we do. But he obviously thought she knew this stuff ahead of time.
Not good.
So Captain Carey notices that she's not ready to be on service.
Right.
And Kyle is really sunburnt, and Barbie cuts open an aloe leaf and helps apply aloe to his skin. That's nice.
And he absolutely loved it. I think he loved the aloe because it felt really good, but he also loved the fact that Barbie was putting aloe on his backside. So yeah.
Okay, the next day, Fraser and Captain Carey discuss how Kat did on service. Not great, basically, but it was her first time, and Fraser said she is improving.
That's a good sign. That's definitely good. Like I said, we just want her to succeed.
Yes.
Let's go, girl.
Okay, the docking. Let's hope it goes much better than
yeah.
the last one. And
yeah.
Thank goodness it does.
Yay! So much communication. It was great to hear.
Tons.
Loved it.
Guests depart. They have a tip meeting. $22,500. We have a very happy Cappy. And now we're going to have a night out. They go back to that beach club, and Captain Carey joins them. Did you see the lipstick kiss on Ben's neck when they were at dinner?
Okay. I thought I, like, dreamt it. I didn't really think that that was real. But then I started thinking, well, who was wearing bright red lipstick that night? And Sunny, you sly gal, you. Get in there, marking your territory.
Wow, wow, wow. Not sure why that wasn't shown.
Yeah.
So Jared is starting to seem overserved pretty quickly. He breaks a glass, and then he goes to get a shot of tequila at the bar. And Barbie is turned off, but things are starting to look up for Kyle.
He's loving it. So he was getting sloppy, and I think it was because he was so frustrated with the lack of cell service in the area, because he missed his call with his daughter.
I know.
So it absolutely broke my heart. And now he's going to break his own heart with a monster of a hangover the next morning.
Yes, for sure. So at this point, Captain Carey departs, and he says, be good or be damn good at it.
Go big or go home, man. Let's go.
Ben and Sunny go for a walk on the beach, and she's still not over this whole thing. She says that he stirs the pot and he's just a jerk. And he says, no, I'm just cheeky. And I think Ben is seeing the writing on the wall as far as a possible relationship with Sunny.
Yeah. I mean, at least she's upfront about everything, because she has been hurt before, and I do not blame her for having her walls up. So let's see what happens, but not good.
Kat asks if they can just have a chill night on the boat and, like, play card games. And Fraser and everyone says, no. I think this sounds fun. Like, let's just go home and put our PJs on and play games. That sounds great.
Kat, anytime, my friend. Just no euchre.
Yes, please.
I, for the life of me, cannot figure that game out.
Me either. No, we will play something else. So we have dancing, more drinking, and Kat is just really feeling disconnected from the group. She doesn't have her person, and she's used to having close friends around her, and, like, when she works on boats, and she's upset. Fraser is comforting her, and he tells her they are her family for the next 6 weeks. And then Fraser talks to Barbie at the bar, and again she says they need, you know, he says, you know, we need to handle Kat with care. And
absolutely.
She tells him he's sassy, and she will not be saying yes, sir, no, sir. And he tells her, you either bring it or you go home.
Sassy. She did not just call him sassy.
Yeah.
Amazing. And then they ended it there.
They ended it there. There's so many things I want them to work out. And
yeah,
I want him to say a little bit why we need to be careful with Kat. Like, you don't have to spill all her secrets, but, you know, just share a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. And I just want her to respect him.
Yeah. I would wonder if like a team meeting would be, it's time for like a little.
Yeah.
Little chat, you know?
Yeah. Maybe even with Captain Carey. I don't know. Maybe something needs to happen. So were there any adventures?
We're not, which was kind of disappointing because this was an epic adventure.
Oh,
going to the, so the count was zero this week.
Okay. Well, the next episode looks good. The next guests look really horrible and messy, and I'm here for it.
It is now time for our segment, Phrases with Fraser.
What a horrible group of people.
One of these days, I'll get it. It'll just like flow off the tongue. Okay, Sarah, which of these Fraser quotes was your favorite from this week? All right, number one. If I ever get married, I want a very small, intimate group of friends and family on a beach, wearing linen, of course. And if that doesn't happen, fine, because I go on holiday like 3 times a year. So I'm quite good to stay on the beach on my own.
Okay.
Number two, quite honestly, this is a catastrophe. And number three, either bring it or go home.
They're all good. I'm going to have to go with the first one. It's just, I love someone that's like, if I get married, fine. If not, fine. I'll be okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm digging that. I also have a comment about the name of this segment.
Yeah.
So right now we're calling it Phrases with Fraser, but we also could call it Fraser's Phrases. Or we could call it Chief Steward Fraser Presents Fraser's Phrases, which is like Dr. Sheldon Cooper Presents Fun with Flex. Anyway, thoughts?
I love them all. They're fantastic tongue twisters, and I say we mix it up every week.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with Hot Tub Convo.
Sarah, you know how our beloved Bravo celebrities are always getting readings and talking to astrologers?
Yes, always. That, and they're always saging their houses.
Well, now our listeners can too. So today's episode is sponsored by Keen. Keen connects you with talented tarot readers and astrologers. It's super easy to get started. Simply create an account and you'll be able to choose from hundreds of readers who are online right now.
Maybe I can ask when Captain Dreamboat and I will get married. Just kidding.
Readers have unique specialties designed to provide a deeper understanding of your situation. You could learn more about your love life. You could connect via phone call or text. As a new customer on Keen, our listeners could try their first 5-minute reading for $1.
Go to trykeen.com/abovedeck to save big on your first reading. That's trykeen.com/abovedeck.
It's time for Hot Tub Combo, where we discuss what's happening with our favorite Below Deck cast members.
In Captain Dreamboat news, I noticed he's been sporting a little baby mullet lately in his Instagram stories. And I think he was inspired by Kyle from Summer House at BravoCon. And also, he probably had one in the 80s, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He had it at BravoCon.
Oh, did he? I didn't even notice.
Oh, yes. I love it because it's like short on the sides. Okay. It's just a little long in the middle and in the back. And I was like,
okay,
I like what you're doing there, Captain Jason.
Wow. See, I was just looking at his front. You were checking out the back.
I was checking it all. We were there. We were right there, Sarah, like multiple times. And I was just like,
we were. How many times did we hug him? Probably like 5 that weekend.
Probably. Yeah. At least.
Did you see that he partnered with AccuView contact lenses?
No, but how wonderful is that?
It's so good.
So smart. Love it. Captains Carrie, Glenn, and Sandy were at the Miami International Boat Show last week, and Oriana from Adventure was there too as an official influencer for the show. Oh, cool.
Yeah, this looked fun. I think Ben Willoughby maybe was there towards the end of the show as well. And Captain Carrie and Captain Glenn were there together, and they were like in sports cars and like, I don't know, they were just like palling around being boys. I just thought it was
love
really
it.
Cute.
I love it.
So Kelly, we had some sad news this week. Below Deck Sailing Yacht season 3 charter guest James Cox passed away in January. And we just heard James and his brother Tyler and their friend Bunny were our very first guests on Above Deck way back in episode 6.
Yeah.
And James was so funny and he really helped make that season of Sailing Yacht a great one. And we just wanted to tell his friends and family that we're thinking about them and what a great guy he was.
Yes. So Sarah, Ben Willoughby answered some questions on Instagram this week.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked if he was single. Mm. He said he is not single. And we would be meeting her very soon. So what are we thinking here? What are we predicting?
That means maybe there's going to be a new stew joining.
Oh.
Or a new deckhand joining that he's going to start dating and that he's still with them. Because why else would he say you're going to be meeting them soon?
Unless she's a charter guest.
That could be too. Oh my
God. Oh, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to find out what's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of love stuff this season. We're going to have Fraser's charter guest.
Oh, that's right.
Love interest. Hmm.
Love this all.
Let's talk about the traitors.
Oops.
How dare they do a sturdy and end on a cliffhanger this past episode.
So rude.
So will MJ vote for Phaedra or Peter?
I think she's going to vote for Kate.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Why?
Because the producers and the editors focused so hard on MJ at breakfast, mm-hmm. talking about how Kate, the light has left Kate. There's something going on. There's something there. So I think she thinks that Kate is a traitor.
That very well could be.
What do you think?
If she does vote for Kate, then it would be a tie.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Then like, what do they do? I think we've had that before. Then I guess they have to vote between the top two people. I don't know what happens.
Yeah. Interesting, oh though, gosh. Right?
That is interesting.
So who do you think she'll vote for?
I'm thinking Peter. I'm thinking Peter. I think Peter's going to be out.
Yeah.
So this was the episode where Phaedra got to recruit a new traitor.
Love this.
And
so much.
She got to pick someone, and if they said no, then they were murdered.
Right.
So she picks Kate, and Kate is going to be a traitor now. I love that whole scene where she's walking down to the dungeon. Phaedra lifts her hood, and Kate says, "You sly fox." And she says, Hello
Kate.
The lighting, the suspense, the drama. It was just such a good, good scene.
So good. So good. Yeah.
You mentioned MJ being on to Kate. I couldn't believe how she was on her at breakfast. Like, she could tell she was acting different, like, right off the bat.
Right. And she kind of was, right? Like, she was kind of observant and, like, quiet and everything. Whereas Phaedra just eats breakfast like normal. And, you know, she's been doing that from the beginning, so whatever.
Yeah, pass the croissants.
In Kate's green screen, she was talking about how she overthinks everything, and I felt that. I completely understand that. But she kept saying, like, would I eat salmon this way if I wasn't a traitor? Like, would I smile this way if I wasn't a traitor? So it was just really kind of funny.
Yeah, she just has to keep pretending, like, I'm a faithful, you know?
That's right.
Yeah. The challenge that they did in the church, did you see Alan's dog? Was in the church? The one that I forgot about. Okay.
So sweet.
I want to talk about John's promo photo. You know, they all have their, like, very stylized portrait photos.
Yeah.
I think they did some heavy photoshopping because he looks 20 years younger in that photo.
Yeah, he does.
And I'm very attracted to that photo of John. I think he's so sexy. But then when I watch him on the show, he's just this old man.
The good-hearted Englishman, politician man. Just
yeah. Yeah. And since he's in with all these reality stars, all of their teeth are so straight and so bleached and so perfect.
And then so
John's are not. He needs to go get some turkey teeth. I feel kind of bad saying all this, but John's never going to listen to this. So,
yeah, even though we love him.
I love that Phaedra calls that alliance Peter's pals.
He was in rare form this episode, I thought.
Always.
But so I noticed with Kate, there was a scene where she's walking down the hallway with Peter. Peter's trying to, you know, wrangle her onto his, be one of his pals or whatnot.
Yeah.
But she stoops down to pick something up off the ground. It was probably like a piece of fuzz or a piece of trash or something. Yeah. And that, you know, she does that all the time with everything, like just because she's a chief stew and that's what they do. Right. Like they pick up everything and they notice it. So I just thought it was good. But I wrote down in my notes, I was like, oh my gosh, it's Bravo against the world. Like the Bravo network is leading with the most people left. And I want to get shirts made that say Bravo against the world because we have them here in Ohio and they're for Ohio State football and they say Ohio against the world. So
I love it.
Bravo against the world would be fun.
That would be. I like that idea.
So what did you think about Trishelle and her guesses?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like all season, her guesses are like bandwagon guesses, right? Like one person will suggest something and she'll jump on it. And, oh yeah, totally. I have it written down in my notebook.
Yeah. Her notebook. Yeah. I don't need to hear about that notebook anymore. Oh, I was just going to say this challenge was kind of stupid. It was just, I don't think it was going as the producers planned. Like it took them so long. And I did not think it was as telling or as big a deal when Phaedra went from, you know, they were trying to get CT or whoever whose window was up in the very top left.
Yeah.
And she decided to like change it up and go for Trishelle. And they were like, oh, that's so telling. I didn't think that was a big deal at all. Like it's lower.
I didn't either.
Like this one was too hard to hit. It was like they all had decided to just like go for easier ones, you know, instead of like the person. So I thought that was weird.
The fact that they made it such a big deal too. I'm like,
yeah, especially Trishelle. I was like, shut up.
Well, and during the round table, you know, CT had it written down. He's like, so there's three here and there's one way down here. And they went, and I'm like, what are we talking about? But speaking of the round table.
Yeah.
Phaedra was like super defensive.
Yeah, she has.
It was
at this point.
It was nasty. Yeah, absolutely. But still, what was going on there?
I don't see how they're not going to vote her out soon because I feel like they're on to her. But then I think, don't you think that the faithfuls, when they get her out, they're going to think, oh, we won. Like we got the last traitor. They don't know there's another traitor. They don't know how many traitors there are, but they're going to have no idea who the last traitor is.
My dogs are barking, so.
I can't hear them.
Okay, no good. Worries. Because I can't tell you what they're barking at, but it scares me because it's dark out.
Right. Are you home alone?
Man, I'm home alone.
Okay. Don't tell anyone. Anyway. I'm very excited for Traitors. It's the only show that I watch the second it comes out.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting. Like now I see why you're into it. Like it's exciting. It's fun.
It's so good.
And then watching them like try and rationalize everything. I'm just grateful that we know who the traitors are.
Oh, I know.
Because I would go bonkers.
Yeah.
Like they are trying to figure it out.
Yeah. It's going to be so interesting to see as we get down. These numbers are smaller and smaller. It's just, it's going to get very backstabbing, I think.
Love it.
It's going to be fascinating. Love it. All right. Well, it's now time for our segment. Join me in the wheelhouse. Oh, wait a second. Wait a second.
Yeah.
I think you're going to whisper. I forgot.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Okay. So I was listening to the podcast, The Andy Cohen Diaries.
Yes.
The Andy Cohen Daddy Diaries. And right. he and his co-host, they have done this thing on Wednesdays where they whisper the whole mm-hmm. podcast. And at first I thought it was stupid, but it got funnier and funnier and funnier. So I thought we could do this segment in whispers. Okay. Do I need to move my mic a little closer? Okay. Kelly, can you hear me? I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Oh, now I can. Now I can.
You can. Okay.
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 It's now time for a segment. Join me in the wheelhouse where we decide who needs to see Captain Carey for a stern talking to. Kelly, who did you choose this week?
I choose me, Barbie, for being so short with Fraser.
Yeah.
Me. I think get your butt up here.
Whispers. I can't. I don't know how they did that for the whole
episode. I don't know either. Oh, gosh. They're probably in the same room. Let's start there.
Yeah, that would be better.
That's it for this week's episode of Above Deck. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, and please tell a friend. And rate and review us, 5 stars only.
Please follow us on Instagram at Above Deck Pod. You can email or leave us a voice memo at abovedeckpod@gmail.com. Until next week, I'm Kelly Busby.
And I'm Sarah Goldman. Thanks for joining us.
A Huda Media production.
So I started watching Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Home and Garden show today.
Oh, how was that?
It was fun. But there were a lot of rips and a lot of...
A Hoodat Media Production.